Welcome to this guided sleep meditation for deeper and faster sleep. Perhaps you're here because you have trouble falling asleep, or possibly you awakened during the night and want to get back to sleep. Whatever your reason for being here at this moment, you are in the right place and at the right time. Thank you for being here and welcome. The idea of this meditation is to help you to release anxiety, stress, and responsibilities that we place on our day-to-day lives and so often carry with us to our sleeping moments. This is your chance to allow yourself to let go of all your excess baggage and simply be, as you begin to sink into a deeper and more relaxed, calm sleep. So before we begin, make sure you are comfortable. Lying down is recommended for this meditation. Silence any alarms or notifications and begin to create a peaceful state within the room you are presently in. Make this space your own private sanctuary. This is a time for your own needs. So create an intention of peace. Close your eyes if this feels right, and give your body and its muscles a chance to loosen, relax, and let go. As each moment passes, you will see that your body and mind will be able to relax with a greater ease, and overall a feeling of soothing relaxation. Completely give in and let go. During this meditation, if your mind wanders, that's okay. Your only job is to bring your focus back to the sounds of this meditation or your breathing. Sometimes our minds are more active than others, especially during times of great stress. If there is a constant thought that is pressing you, just let it be known that you will tend to this thought upon awakening tomorrow. But for now, surrender to this very moment as you begin to focus on your breathing. Breathing in and out through your nose at your own comfortable, natural rhythm. Nothing to change here, just allow each breath to unfold, breath by breath, moment by moment. Paying attention not only to your breath, but the moments of stillness and silence between the inward and outward breaths. Feel your body, especially your muscles, start to relax and let go. The more you focus on the heaviness of your body, the more you sink into the floor or mattress that you are lying on. If thoughts continue to float through your mind, it's okay. This is normal to happen throughout your meditation. Our minds have thousands of flickering thoughts each day. And with this meditation, we are just slowing the mind down to begin to witness how fast these thoughts flicker by. No matter how many thoughts cross your mind, your job is to continue to return your focus to your breathing or my voice. It's time to relax and open your mind. We are now going to go through a sleep induction process called mnemonic memory. Have you ever tried counting sheep to go to sleep? This is like that, but a lot better. While you are slowly and softly breathing in and out, you will listen to me describe a sequence of carefully selected visual objects. I will describe each word in detail, and all you need to do is do your best to visualize the object I'm talking about as clearly as you can in your mind. Just like counting sheep, we will start at position number one. Number one, a tie or a necktie. Imagine a slender strip of cloth that starts thin at the top end near the neck and widens to a diamond shape at the bottom end. Draped down the front of a shirt, this tie creates a vibrant V shape just below the collar, adorned with patterns ranging from simple stripes to intricate designs. It's the central point of interest on a dress shirt, harmonizing with the wearer's ensemble. That is number one, a tie. Number two, two of each animal on a boat is Noah's Ark. Imagine a massive wooden boat with a rounded base and high sides, large enough to house pairs of every animal species. Amidst a backdrop of endless rain and rising waters, this vessel becomes a beacon of survival, floating atop the deluge, safeguarding life inside its sturdy walls. Noah's Ark is number two on our list. Number three is a lawnmower, or just the word mow. Imagine a sturdy machine gliding over a carpet of grass, its sharp blades spinning beneath, trimming the green expanse to a uniform height, leaving behind a freshly manicured lawn in its wake. Number three is mow. Four is a rowboat, or just the word row. Imagine a small, elongated vessel floating on calm water with curved sides and a flat bottom. Paddled by hand with wooden oars, it glides gracefully, leaving gentle ripples in its wake. Number four is row. Number five is an officer of the law, a police officer, or just the word law. Imagine an officer in a crisp blue uniform, badge gleaming, sprinting with determination. Each stride is fueled by urgency, with radio chatter in the background and the city's pulse around him. Number five is law. Number six is dish soap, also known as Joy dish detergent. Imagine a bright yellow bottle standing tall, its vibrant hue reminiscent of sunlight. From its nozzle, a thick liquid flows, ready to tackle greasy dishes, leaving them sparkling clean and filling the air with a fresh, citrusy scent. Number six is Joy. Number seven is a key. Seven is just a key. Imagine a small metal object, intricately cut with unique ridges and valleys. Inserted into a matching lock, it turns effortlessly, granting access or ensuring security with its singular design. Number seven is key. Number eight is a bill, or just known as fee. Imagine a crisp piece of paper, marked with bold numbers and details, held taut by surprised fingers. The person clutching it wears a look of shock, eyes widened and eyebrows raised, as they grapple with the unexpected sum, reflecting services rendered or goods received, awaiting its dues to balance the account. Number eight is fee. Number 9 is a freshly baked pie. Imagine a golden brown crust, delicately crimped at the edges, releasing steamy wisps of fragrant aroma. Beneath its flaky surface lies a rich filling, be it fruit or cream, glistening in the oven's afterglow, beckoning with a promise of warm, comforting indulgence. Number 9 is pie. Number 10 is toes, 10 little toes. Imagine 10 tiny toes, soft and pudgy, lined up like little pearls. Each one, with its delicate curve and soft nail, wiggles playfully, emanating innocence and eliciting a smile from anyone who catches a glimpse. Number 10 is toes. Those are the 10 mnemonic memory words. We will return to those later on. But for now, return for a moment to the pure sensation of breathing. Follow your breath in through your nose and out through your nose. Let your body deepen into a state of relaxation and of letting go. Let the melody carry your mind. See wherever it takes you now. Do you feel different now than you did a few minutes ago? You might feel more calm or grounded in your body now. As we bring our attention back to our conscious mind, let's begin a process of enhancing sleep through a memory game. It's a lot like counting sheep. Instead, the sheep are going to be memories you pull out from our day. Here's how it works. Sleep and memory processing are intricately linked. At the core, both play pivotal roles in cognitive functions, and research suggests that sleep is essential for memory consolidation, the process where our brain solidifies and stores new memories. Taking a few moments to recall snippets from the day before drifting to sleep can be beneficial. When you intentionally remember these events, you're essentially flagging these memories as important, which could increase the likelihood of them being processed and consolidated during sleep. These remembered snippets might integrate into your dreams, helping in deeper emotional processing and understanding of those moments. By reflecting on the day, you might uncover insights or lessons that weren't immediately apparent, aiding in personal growth. The 10 mnemonic memory peg words you learned can serve as anchors, helping in recalling and consolidating those snippets from the day. By associating an event or a lesson with a peg word, you create a memorable link that can be reinforced during sleep. For instance, I will say number one, tie, and you will think of one important snippet from your day. It could have been an activity, an important decision, or conversation, a food item, a particular location you visited, a completed task, or anything you can remember from the day, and see how you can associate the two. Imagine that person you spoke with, but wearing a big, oversized, absurdly large, and heavy tie around their neck. The more vivid and imaginative the association, the stronger the memory. I will give you 35 seconds to do your best to create an interactive visualization between the given peg word, number one being tie, and something you remember from your day. As you drift into sleep, let these associations play out in your mind. Whether you're actively participating or letting your subconscious take the lead, this process can significantly enhance your memory, recall, and understanding of the day's events. Remember, your mind is incredibly powerful, especially during the restorative phases of sleep. Trust in its ability to process, consolidate, and make sense of your daily experiences. Relax and let this natural process unfold. Ready? Let's give it a try now. Let's create a visual association and connection between one moment or event or a thing that happened in your day with one of our initial memory peg words we learned earlier. Let's begin with number one, a necktie. Try to pick one thing, activity, person, conversation from your day to day, and see how you can visually interact it with a necktie. Start now. You might see yourself waking up from bed, already wearing a big tie around your neck, and jumping out of bed. Just try to imagine something you can remember from your day. No need to be perfect here. Start the visualization process. you're doing great. Remember to keep it interactive, visual, even adding a bit of humor can be helpful here too. 10 more seconds. Good. Now moving on to number two of everything, on the big boat, Noah's Ark. Try to pick something memorable from your day and see how it might be able to interact with Noah's Ark. The more comical and wild, the better. Just put your attention and focus here. As a memory distraction, have fun with it. Great. Number three is lawnmower. Try to associate something from your day with a lawnmower, maybe see something you want to forget. Putting it on the ground and seeing it fly out from a lawnmower can be helpful. Do your best here. Good. Number four is rowboat, or simply the word row. See a rowboat on the water and associate it with some moment or person or thing that comes to mind from your day today. Whatever it is, I'm sure it's great and memorable. Good job. Number five is law. You might picture an old cartoon version of a running officer. Try to create some association here, whatever it might be. You will get better each time you practice. Great. Number six is Joy dish soap. See something getting smothered in Joy dish soap. Slippery. Covered in bubbles. All of that. You're doing great here. Good job. Number seven is a key. Perhaps you are putting the key into something from your day and unlocking it, or storing something away in a box or locker and closing it with that key in hand. Whatever it is, I know it's going to be memorable for you. Great work. Number eight is a bill, receipt, also known as a fee. See something printed on that fee. Maybe you can tape the fee onto something from your day. Great. Number nine is pie, a freshly baked pie. This one is fun. Maybe see the pie smacking into a thing from your day, or maybe see a supermassive, larger-than-life pie, and the event taking place inside the sticky jam from that fruit pie. Whatever it is, I'm sure it's great. Very good. Last one is 10. 10 little baby toes. Maybe see a little baby walking on top of this event. See some way in which the 10 toes can interact with a thing from your day. You're doing great. And that's it. By creating these easy associations, you are strengthening your memory and allowing your mind to process the day effectively through dreams. It's something your brain is completely natural at doing. Now, whatever lessons you learned from the day, whatever memories, whatever magic moments you had, I want you to just acknowledge that all of those were meaningful and purposeful. Acknowledge that you're grateful for all the gifts of the day. The good, the bad, the ugly, whatever happened that day. I just want you to just acknowledge that everything does happen for a purpose and a reason. Now let's shift into taking your body's level of relaxation even deeper than before. Take a deep, nourishing breath. Exhale with a gentle sigh. Allow a tranquil warmth to envelop your head, releasing tension. Inhale through your nose, then softly exhale, letting go of tightness in your face, your cheeks, lips, and jaw. Imagine your face softening, melting into relaxation as if under a gentle anesthesia. This soothing sensation flows down your neck, opening your throat, allowing for easy and calm swallows. Your shoulders sink into relaxation, extending that ease down your arms, through to your fingertips. Your heart beats with a serene rhythm, carrying vital oxygen to every cell, ensuring well-being. Trust in your heart's unwavering rhythm, knowing it supports your body's restorative processes. Send gratitude to your lungs, stomach, liver, and kidneys. Every organ works harmoniously for your well-being. Visualize your intestines and colon, smoothly processing and absorbing nutrients, contributing to your vitality. Honor the wisdom stored in your gut, your body's second brain, which processes experiences and intuitions. Relax your core, feeling the gentle release of your psoas muscle, grounding your legs. From your hips to your knees, imagine every muscle and joint letting go, fully resting. Your calves, the very engine of circulation, relax, while your feet and every toe wiggle into comfort, ready to rest. Inhale deeply one last time, then exhale, feeling a profound relaxation. As you return to your face, immerse yourself in the soft darkness behind closed eyelids. Let every stress of the day melt away and drift into a deep, restorative sleep. Your day's experiences and memories are being gently processed. Everything is finding its place, being sorted and understood. With hours of peaceful sleep ahead, rest knowing your knowledge is securely stored. Visualize a train carrying away the day's cargo. As it recedes into the distance, you sink deeper into relaxation. Your mind has done its job and now gratefully embraces rest. Your subconscious is thankful for the wisdom you've shared with it. Very good. Very, very good. Good night. Sleep well. And sweet dreams. Thank you.
Thank you.